After weeks of making advances, a significant setback, one that could alter the course of Ethiopia's war. Tigrayan rebels say they are retreating from Amhara and Afar regions in the north, areas that they had captured just months ago, which once put them within striking distance from the capital Addis Ababa.
We're not interested in the port of Addis Ababa. We're not interested in squeezing Harba again in Addis Ababa. We are only interested in securing the interest of our people. We are only interested in ensuring that the siege that was truly ruthlessly imposed on our people is broken.
Ever since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed marched to the front line to rally his troops against the rebels, the shift in the battlefield has been swift. An aerial offensive with Chinese drones and Emirati weapons have destroyed Tigrayan supply lines.
The Tigray forces have been stuck between a hard place and a rock, because on the one hand, the international community has been making enormous pressure on them to withdraw, so that the Ethiopian government could be convinced into delivering aid, because the Ethiopian government conditioned the delivery of aid on the Tigrayan forces withdrawing from Amhara and the Afar region, although they had to go there to pursue the enemy that would otherwise invade Tigray.
The US has long been pushing for a ceasefire and has imposed sanctions in response to human rights abuses during the conflict.
We've long urged an end to human rights abuses and violations and for a negotiated resolution to the conflict. So in fact, if we do see a movement of Tigrayan forces back into Tigray, that is something we would welcome. It's something we've called for, and we hope it opens the door to broader diplomacy.
For millions of Ethiopians facing hunger and starvation, a diplomatic end to the conflict couldn't come soon enough. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.